Welcome back to Yap O'Clock.
Yeah, welcome back. We're so excited to be back, even though...
Is this episode six?
It's episode six,
Episode six of Yap O'Clock. Welcome back.
Welcome back. This has been so fun. Now we're, like, actually current with the episodes.
Yeah, I'm sorry to not have been honest with you guys. We batched, like, all of our first
All episodes. Five first episodes.
But why did we do that?
Because we were travel girlies.
You were the true travel girlie for 3 weeks. Where'd you go?
I went to London, Paris, and Portugal, and that was really fun. Yeah. I had a great time. I was gone for like three and a half weeks.
Yeah, so I just twiddled my thumbs for 3 weeks until she got back.
No, you went to go do things too.
Yeah, but like I would come home and it'd be just silent, and I'd be like, man, I think I miss my wife.
What? Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. It was... I don't recommend it. Like, people would come up to me like, so Sam's been gone. What do you do all day? And I go, I just sit on the couch and I think about her. I think about what she's up to. And I check her, find my.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, she's in Paris. Oh, she's in wherever.
Yeah.
I did check your location a few times. I was just curious what you were up to.
I was wondering if you were checking it.
Yeah. I would just be like... on the couch, twiddling my thumbs, and I'm like, oh, she moved three blocks from when I last looked.
Whoa.
Wow. Like, my sim is, it's like when you send your Pikmin on an adventure from the app Pikmin Bloom.
Pikmin Bloom, sponsor us.
Yeah, and you send them on little adventures. It felt like I was just watching you walk around.
Aww. Yeah. I think that's really cute.
What was your favorite? What was your least favorite thing?
Ooh. Favorite... I love London. Like, we spoke about this before. Like, I love the British. I love England.
And I love you back.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so honored. I just loved London so much. It was very fun. 10 out of 10 would go back again.
What was your favorite thing to do in London this time?
This time it was fun because I got to bring my mom to London, and she's never been. And my first time in London was in August, so I kind of did the touristy things already. So I was playing like, hey, come on over. Let's go see this. I know where to go. Mm-hmm. And I was just like playing expert.
Tour guide. Yeah.
And so that was fun getting to go there with her. Because I feel like, I don't know, I'm 25. I'm about to turn 26.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you. I'm about to turn 26. Like, I don't think there's many more moments where I get to go on an international trip with my mom.
Why not?
Just like, I mean, hey, if life is created that way, like, I'll create my life to do that.
But I think you've manifested for your life to be travel and travel with your mom. So I think you'll
go on many
more trips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But... yeah, so hopefully there will be many more trips, but then if you think, like, if there's not, like, you gotta savor the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, trust me. There's times where I am laughing with my friends, and, like, I'll be like, and then in my head I'll be like, this won't last forever. And I'm like...
that's so terrible.
It's really rude for my brain to take me out of the moment like that.
What's that quote where I was like, ha ha ha, do you guys ever think about dying?
Yeah, I genuinely think that's just us. Mm-hmm. Like, we've talked about this on the pod, where it's like, we'll be driving back from a great day, and they'll just be like, you know, you mean a lot to me.
Yeah.
Like, I'll lock in. I'll be like, just throwing it out there, I love you. And
right.
Be like, I love you too. And it's like, ha ha.
What is this?
Because it's like,
yeah.
There's going to be a time where we don't live together.
I know, and that's going to be really sad.
And then you're going to have the guest house in my mansion.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
And it's going to be a mini mansion.
My guest house is going to be a mini mansion? Okay.
Yeah.
I accept.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Of course. I feel like that just is fitting.
I think so.
Because it's like, or we'll like live in like two tiny mansions that are next to each other, and then we'll knock down the gate in between our property so that we can just hang out.
I think so. Because, yeah, truly, like, I can't imagine not living with you.
Ever since you entered my life, I can't imagine a life without you in it. It's crazy. I made it to like 22. And have never known you.
I know.
I think about that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, when I was in middle school and I was in high school, like, I didn't really have many friends. Mm-hmm. And the friends I did have would, like, make plans without me.
Those aren't friends.
They're not friends. Hey, if your friends do that, I have some bad news. Those aren't your friends. But, and, like, and I felt left out. Like, for example, I had friends and I was a part of the theater crew,
mm-hmm.
And they told me that they were going to go to IHOP, and they lied, and they actually went to Denny's. And I waited in that IHOP for like 20 minutes, and no one texted me. And then it was like big fat drops of rain. I walked back to my car. I got my car, and I drove home, and I cried. And I was still crying when I got home. I turned off my lights of my car, so I pulled into the driveway so my mom wouldn't know I got home. And I sat there with my car off, hearing the rain hitting my windshield, sobbing.
That's really sad.
Ah, you live and you learn.
Oh my god, those are not friends.
Yeah, and now they all follow me on Instagram again. So if you guys are watching this, that really hurt my feelings. And I have someone that values me now. Yay!
Yay!
I hope you feel the same way. I hope you feel valued with me.
Oh my god, I feel so valued with you.
Really? Hashtag yes. Valued?
Hashtag valued.
Hashtag FYP, hashtag valued, hashtag trending.
Hashtag viral.
Oh yes, of course. Hashtag value talk. Because I always put talk on the end of one of my hashtags always has talk at the end.
Value talk.
Mm-hmm.
No, I feel really valued by you. Like, your friendship is so special to me.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that, like, we think the same. Mm-hmm. And we have the same humor. Yeah. And we just get along so well. Like, I've never meshed so incredibly well with a person.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny. Like, you really are my platonic soulmate. And yeah. I'm so grateful that you entered my life.
We live in perfect harmony.
100%.
Have we ever fought over anything?
No, we haven't. Because
even when bad things happen, you go, oh, well.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like, oh, that thing we really wanted to do didn't work out. Nah, we'll just go find something else to do.
Exactly.
Like, there's never been a moment where I've ever felt the urge to, like be angry at you.
No.
No.
At all. And mm-mm. It's just, like, I'm just like, this is easy.
Yeah.
It's so easy being your friend.
It doesn't feel like work ever.
No.
No.
You when recharge you were in Europe, my social battery.
Yeah. When you're in Europe, I didn't text you because I wanted you to have a good time. But I'd still, like, fill you in on what was going on.
Yeah.
And I just let you live. And I was just like, I know that when she comes back, it'll all be good again.
I know. It's not like when you're like sitting on the phone, like, oh my god, are they gonna text me back?
Mm-hmm.
And like you're just like thinking that if you don't text them, everything is done. Like they hate you, blah blah. It's like no.
No, I just
you let me live my life. I let you live your life, and we know we're gonna have a debrief session.
Yeah, picked up right where we left off.
100%.
We just were busy doing our own things while you were gone.
Exactly. And that was that.
Yeah.
And we went right back into it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we're right back here podcasting.
Should we read our co-star? Because I funny story, I almost opened mine today.
I was wondering if you opened loading, yours.
And I had really low cell service, and I went, wait! And then I swiped out of it. Because I was like, the moon, like, you know when it pens, it says, like, the universe is the sun, and the whatever is passing, or whatever. It's like, time is a space in the vacuum of the world. I don't know. It was loading, and I was like, I feel like I shouldn't be on this right now. And I went, we're going to record a podcast tonight. I can't read any of this.
And that is on self-control.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Oh,
go ahead. Read yours.
You will fall in love again and again.
Ooh.
That's cute.
Yeah, that is cute.
Do. Rose tea. Extra blanket. Medjool dates.
Okay.
Medjool.
Yeah, what they're is that? A type of date.
What is that?
Like a... I don't know if date's a fruit or what it is. It's like a...
Oh, you mean like date, like not go on a date, like eat a date.
Yes, like a fruit.
Now, why is that the one thing that's not spelled differently? Like them, like there, and there, date and date. Y'all are pissing me off.
You know what? I don't know.
Don't. Rebounding.
Oh.
Pitchforks.
Oh.
Guessing games.
Whoa.
I hope you like the way I said that.
Guessing games.
Your turn.
Okay. Mine says, let yourself fluctuate. Do post-it notes, thought maps, visioning.
Post-it notes is really funny.
That's crazy. Don't static, optical illusions, and triple checking.
Hmm.
So I can only double check. I can't triple check today, guys. Sorry.
Sorry.
My mommy said I can't triple check today.
The app in my phone says I cannot triple check. Well, have we ever explained the post-it note theory?
No, go ahead. It's a great theory.
So I stole this from the lady who does my eyebrows in back in Vegas. Also, if you hear a thumping sound, that's my laundry. I have a lot going on today. So the post-it note theory is everybody in your brain, your brain is a filing cabinet. Everybody you've ever met, they have a folder, a little manila folder. And in that is information about them, facts, conclusions, personal opinions, whatever. Mm-hmm. But a post-it note is when someone does something and you can't officially add it to their file just yet. Mm-hmm. But you want to just make sure that you're keeping tabs on it. It's a post-it note. For example, you have a friend. They take a bad photo of you and put it online and after you tell them no. You can't quite connect the dots there on who they are as a person.
Yeah.
But you can start to make a post-it note. Oh, they did that. Mm-hmm. Oh, they did that. And then you mm-hmm. quietly make little post-it notes about people until you have enough to make it into an actual piece of paper on their file, like an actual yeah. paragraph. And that is my post-it note theory. So sometimes people will say stuff to us and I'll look at her and I'll go, post-it note. And yeah.
Yeah, that's how we understand it.
It's a post-it like note.
Little mental post-it
little,
note.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just like keep an eye out for that.
Yeah. My paragraph here on CoStar.
Yes.
Today, things feel hard. You cross out your lists of goals. You question your past choices and the direction your life is currently moving in.
What? Ouch.
Focus attention on a task you need to get done. You already know how to problem solve, and that's a start. This month, you have to focus on how to separate love and control when you're feeling selfish. You don't have to punish yourself for wanting a little fun, but you do have to be intentional about it. Make use of your intensity. The general theme of your life during this period is to recognize your own potential. There are many ways to practice intimacy. Sometimes all you have to do is let your light shine as an example.
Wow, just let your light shine.
Isn't there a song about like light shining?
Yes.
Like Ellie Goulding or something?
Oh my god.
You have to shine, burn, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know.
See?
Mm-hmm.
She just gets me.
We are the same brain cell.
I am Drew. I am Danny. And we are the same person.
We are the same person. Anyway, yeah. We make a joke at work that we are just the same person, but blonde and brunette.
Yeah, we're like the opposite of each other.
Yeah.
Like looks wise.
Yeah.
You're short, I'm tall. Mm-hmm. You have blue eyes that you say are hazel, but I think they're blue.
They're not
blue. In my mind, they're blue.
I know, you've always thought that I have blue eyes, but I do not. I had blue eyes as a kid, and I don't know why it changed when I was like 5 or 6.
They look blue to me.
Okay. That's really great, sweetie.
Also, I found out recently that I have like color blindness on people.
What?
Like, for example, you have blue eyes.
Oh.
And mm-hmm. I'll be like, oh, their hair is blonde. And people will be like, no, they're a brunette. And I go, no, I remember them being a blonde. And like,
Like when you say you're a brunette and I go, no, you're blonde.
Because, okay, yeah, I clearly have like my hair done. Like I get it bleached.
Right.
But people can see my roots. Like I usually have my hair up, so you can't really see the blonde. But I guess I'm the blonde girl.
You're blonde.
Because I figure people see my roots and they know I'm a brunette. They look at my eyebrows and they know I'm a brunette.
I mean, most people who like are blonde, they get it done. Like they get their blonde done.
But I don't know, I just feel like I look like I'm more brunette.
No.
Especially when I'm in my regrowth phase.
No.
No?
Right at this moment you do have a lot of brunette showing, mm-hmm. but like when you have your hair down, you're blonde. You're a blondie.
I guess. Sorry. I'm a delicious pastry. A blondie.
Yep, a blondie.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what's your paragraph?
Oh, my paragraph. Okay. Today, the voice in your head is on a tear. You mistake your feelings for fact, make decisions based on your mood, and judge yourself for being irrational.
Mm.
Throw yourself into what another person is saying. You already know how to tread water, and that's a start. Why is it telling me to throw myself into what other people are saying? The opinion that matters is
really,
mine.
People say really nice things about you all the time. That's why.
Good. They better say nice things about me.
I always do. They go, how's Sam been? Oh, Sam, well, she's so funny and beautiful. You know her? She's like the hot girl. Like, you ever seen her?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like yay big. She's really beautiful.
She's so beautiful.
She's the size of like two pennies stacked on top of each other. She's but like she is so
Thumbelina.
Beautiful. Huh?
Like Thumbelina.
Yeah, you're so Thumbelina core.
Oh my god. It can be hard to go easy on yourself when your routine is off. There's nothing inherently wrong with having a private relationship with the universe. It just doesn't necessarily serve your purpose right now. Conquer your fear and manage your focus. So is it saying have a loud relationship with the universe? Okay. Trying to hard launch there. I don't know.
Why does the universe want to define things so fast? Exactly. Like, I thought we were just hanging out here.
We're just taking things slow right now. Your main challenge right now is to simplify your everyday life so it's easier to endure this period of insecurity and confusion. There's no limit to suffering. It is a marvel that any of us survive.
Oh my God, I think about that all the time. All the times I've almost died as a kid. It's a marvel I'm here.
It's such a marvel.
That's right, continue.
You will never have enough tears for the exponential potential for human affliction. Try not to stroke the flames of your angst. What is wrong with CoStar?
It's giving Shadow the Hedgehog. The flames of your angst.
Like, that's crazy.
I kind of love it, though.
When I think about it in the context of Shadow the Hedgehog core, I love it. But, like, giving it for me, why? Bestie, why? I don't know. That is completely crazy.
Oh, want to talk about Coffee, Coffee, Dingle, Dingle? Her latest obsession.
I love Coffee, Coffee, Dingle, Dingle. Okay, so just go on TikTok, look up Marty Miller. He's so funny. He's a blondie. He's a blondie, and he speaks in this accent, which I'm pretty sure it's fake accent. But the way he speaks... And the way he forms sentences.
Completely sentences.
Completely crazy. He's so funny. And he made a video saying, girl, it's morning, girl. Time for getting all the way up and being completely ready to be awesome. Today is a day for you to jump hard, to go extremely fast. And, of course, coffee, coffee, dingle, dingle. And dingle, dingle is, I guess, the sound of ice. And he made that, and somebody turned it into a song, and then they made it into a dance, and the song is on Spotify. I love that song, and I sing it almost every morning. And, like, his videos are just so freaking wholesome. They're funny.
They're just so freaking cute.
They're just so freaking cute. And I just love the way that he speaks.
Yeah.
And it's great. Mm-hmm. So, I love you, Marty Miller.
Hi, Marty Miller. I don't really know much about you, but she likes you. My favorite guy is... So I have two. The Bistro Huddy guy.
I don't know.
You don't know him? Okay. Actually, I have three. So the Bistro Huddy guy. The guy with the Paloma Diamond character. Do you know that one? If you guys know Paloma Diamond, let me know. It's like the funniest... It's like...
I hear the joy in your voice.
He's pretending like it's like an 80s, like soap opera.
Mm-hmm.
It's called and people have just made up that the character he's pretending to be is like a old actress named Paloma Diamond, and like I remember watching this with my grandma, like when I was young I'd rush home to watch Paloma Diamond. Like, people are like pretend, like everyone's playing along.
That's so
it's like
funny.
This crazy long form improv. And then the one guy, and I always forget his name, your father and I going on a date. Be good. You know him?
You showed me that video.
All three of them are men who wear wigs and pretend they're women. So most of the TikToks I enjoy watching are like three guys with a wig. But there's the one guy. And every time we took a brief pause, I tried to find him. I can't find his stuff. Father and I going on a date. Mm-hmm. And he like has like wine. He'll be like drinking. He'll be like, here's a 20, get a pizza, whatever. Don't call. Like, it's so funny. Or like, he'll be like, this will be Gigi's garden. And then it's so funny. Like, oh my God, I love it. And every time I always go searching for him, and then I forget to follow him. And then a few weeks later, I go, I'm going on a date, and nobody knows what I'm talking about. And he's like, I'm going crazy. I know what I saw. You know, like a movie. I know what I saw.
You showed me the guy before, though.
You know what I'm talking about.
It's a dude in
a little bob, and he does like crazy red lipstick. You're fine, and I going on a date. How do I
look? Fine and I going on a date.
And I quote it all the time, and I never have the thought to save the video that I'm quoting all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Until I quote it and I go, you know that, I'll say it, and I go, you guys know that video? And everyone's
silence.
But no, so the Bistro Huddy guy, your father and I go on a date.
Guy, yeah.
Him, whatever his name is. Paloma Diamond guy. Mm-hmm. And then there's another one where I like them the most, but he's also good where because he's snatched. And it's like the wife, when she finds out her husband is cheating, he's got these beautiful long wigs on. And whenever they do this stuff, the beard disappears. It's the most impressive, like acting I've ever seen. Because they're so good at acting, you forget they're a man.
Yeah.
And that they have a beard. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that is Paloma Diamond. That is Nicole from Bistro Huddy. Like, I'm like...
It's so convincing.
They're so good at it. Because it's like, I don't care. Like, the beard doesn't take away from that. Because I'm watching and I'm like, oh my God, they're so good at acting.
Like, I love her.
Yeah. Like, it makes me want... Like, and there's something so impressive about one person playing every single character.
Yeah.
And then it's like... They're all different. They'll have their own different nuances. And, like, the characters, are like, they perform these characters differently.
Mm-hmm.
But just the same guy in a different type of wig. And I'm like, this is acting. This is cinema.
It's so good.
TikTok has saved cinema. You can quote me on that. Specifically on when men or women, really when anybody is acting and they're playing all of the characters.
Yeah.
And they're only ever shot like this. None of the characters ever interact with each other on screen because it's the one person,
right?
But they cut where you know, they do the 180 rule, whatever. Do you know what the 180 rule is?
Can you explain it to me?
So the 180 rule, so we're talking like this. The camera would shoot at me this way,
mm-hmm.
and it would shoot at you this way.
Yeah,
you can't start going this way because you've established that we're like this camera.
Yeah, that's the point of view.
Because if you start, you get confused on where everybody is.
Yeah,
so it's the 180 rule.
Okay.
They follow that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this is cinema. This is so good. Because it's all these, you know, film theater majors that couldn't get a job with their major. And then they started creating TikTok.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm one of them. I have a film degree. Do I do anything with it? I edit our podcast.
You edit the podcast.
I edit my TikToks.
You edit the TikToks.
And sometimes I do funny stuff in Photoshop.
Yeah.
But it's like, I'm not making money off of it.
No.
But I do it because I'm passionate about it.
Like, and I think that's where the realness lies.
Yeah. Because I think we've talked about this. Like, I always tell people that, like, one day I'd like to go back to school.
Mm-hmm.
And their first assumption is that it's because I regret what I went to school for.
Mm.
No. I loved going to school for film. It was so interesting. And it's something that I find ways to do it.
You find it useful.
Yeah.
To have that information, that, like, knowledge.
I helped us set up our lighting and I edit the audio. We workshopped how to do the audio.
Exactly.
You know, my knowledge has come in handy.
Multiple times.
Many times. Even just setting up the TV.
Uh-huh.
Like, it just, I don't regret what I went to school for.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny that people assume that I do when I say I want to go back to school. It's like, I just want something else to have.
Right.
Like, if I have, you know, for business and for pleasure. I went to school for pleasure. Now I have to go to school. Now I have to go to school for business.
Ugh.
Like, my improv class, I loved that class. My senior year of college, I took an improv class for shits and gigs. And I have made so many jokes in relation to improv that I would have never known if I never took that class.
I think, yeah. It really shaped you.
Yeah. It helped me. It cracked. It made a crack in the little egg that was me.
Yeah.
And it helped me begin to come out of my shell. Mm-hmm. So then when I moved to Florida, I was ready to just be.
You had an improv class under your belt.
Mm-hmm.
You were ready to take on the world.
This is a pen. Yeah.
Yes,
there was a game called Big Bottom. So I don't know if anyone else has played
this. Big booty, big booty, big booty. Is it that one?
I don't know, but it's called, like, Big Bottom or whatever. And the point is there's, like, a bunch of you. You have to be Big Bottom, like, and everybody's in, like, the line.
Mm-hmm.
You have to remember what your number is. And if, let's say, I'm 8.
Yes. We call it Big Booty, but yeah.
Yeah, Big Bottom, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was playing that game. I started, made my way all the way up. I was Big Bottom for 20 minutes.
Oh, my God.
I held the record in class. And then my professor was like, once we get Isabella out, we can stop playing Big Bottom. And it took them 20 minutes.
Dang.
We were there forever. Because I refused to lose.
Exactly.
I got that dog. And then when somebody finally got me, everyone went, finally! Oh, my God. But no, I love my improv class. Like, it's...
You talk about it very frequently. Like, you talk about it with such, like, a...
Because it...
A nostalgia and a happiness.
I just loved that class because I was in a really bad relationship. And I remember... I started coming out of shell, and that was when I was like, yeah, my boyfriend said this. And they all were like, hey, you should leave that guy. And yeah. then I, every single week we'd have like story time. They'd go, Isabel, how's your relationship going? I'd be like, me. And I remember I graduated, and then there was an event that summer. I ran to my professor and I went, hey, I broke up with him. And he went, good.
Good.
Very good. And it was just, it was, I don't know, it was just so fun. Like, I just, I look back on that class fondly because I wrote scripts and people liked them. Mm-hmm. And they thought it was funny. And it was the first time I was like, maybe I can do this whole, like, silly, goofy thing.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm actually good at it and I'm not just like.
I think it's in your essence that you are a silly, goofy.
Yeah.
Fun to be around.
I try. I went to SGU, Silly Goose University. Honk, honk. I don't know. Like, I loved that class so much. And then I was in a comedy, we called our comedy troupe LFG, Let's Fucking Go.
Okay.
And we made one short film. And
there was such a big pause.
Because we haven't done anything else.
Oh, okay.
And my script was in second place. Like, we all voted on which one we were going to make, and mine almost won. And to me, that's pretty good. Because there was like 10 in rotation we were going to pick from.
Yeah.
And mine was almost winning.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. Damn good. And then because I went and I worked on that set, that led me to be on that film set that took me out into the desert.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, and it was just like, I just really liked, because I, so I did this funny thing called, I put my foot into the film community in Vegas and then I moved away.
Yeah. Leave them wanting more.
Yeah. And sometimes I still think about, like, I don't know. I'd love to find people here that want to make films.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, there's probably a lot of people who went to a certain university that would love to make films.
We know how I feel about them.
I know.
Should I drop that hot take?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll say it. If you go to Full Sail University, I think you got conned. I'm sorry. It's not an accredited university.
It's not?
No.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Wow. I think what they teach there is probably valuable, but I would have rather gone to an accredited university that costs just as much, that I have actual,
like, something. Umph with. Yeah.
Like, SCAD. I almost went to SCAD, but I didn't want to be horribly in debt.
Yeah.
So I didn't go.
We love the American university system.
Yeah. And then I went to the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, and it was great. I loved it there.
Yay.
I really liked my education there. I think they have a really decent film program.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, if you want a film degree and you don't want to spend a bajillion dollars and you're a Vegas local, like, when I graduated college, I was $13,000 in debt.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad, I
would
argue.
That's not bad.
That's not bad at all.
Mm-mm.
And I've chipped away significantly at that, so yeah. I, like, have just, like, a little bit left.
Mm-hmm.
But there's people that go to SCAD, and they're, like, $60,000+ in debt.
Yeah, it's like, how do you pay that off?
Was the main reason why I didn't go, because it was okay. I have many hot takes about film.
This is the hot take episode.
Yeah, hot takes. I think that SCAD, they promise that you're gonna get a job in the film world after.
How are they promising it?
Because they're like, all of our lot, like, a lot of their alumni go on to do really great things.
Okay.
But it's like, for me, I don't want to just be surrounded by art people.
Mm-hmm.
I want to interact with business majors and nurses and
yeah.
and people that have different views on things. I mm-hmm. want to talk to people that want to become lawyers. Like, I thought it was so interesting that I went to my college and I interact with people of all ages, of all kinds of backgrounds. It was one of the most diverse, is one of the most diverse campuses in the USA, I believe. Don't mm-hmm. quote me on that. That's what they said when I was there.
Okay.
Like, I had a math final and I was in a group project. It was me and, like, two people. I was the youngest one there, and then an older lady, and then her husband died in the middle of our final.
Oh my God.
So
what?
Yeah, I remember I texted her like, "Hey, can you send your part of the project?" And then she didn't respond for a few days, and I messaged her again. She went, "Yeah, I'm sorry, like my husband passed away," and it was like, real shit happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, not to say that alt indie kids don't have real shit happen to them, but then when you go to SCAD, usually everybody's the same age and they're all going through that same stage of life together.
Yeah.
But because I went to this school where usually it was like a pretty huge group of people, all different.
There's different walks of life there.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, like we're all like on such different, like everybody's so
yeah.
It was just
different levels.
Especially because I came from Ohio, and for the first time, I was meeting people that were Filipino, and I was learning all about like different cultures because I went to Ohio where it's like 80% white people everywhere.
Right, like that's pretty much all you knew.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh my God, there's so much diversity out there.
Yeah, I had Jollibee for the first time and I was like, wow.
I've never had Jollibee.
Oh man.
I'm so sorry.
I remember I brought it to my psych final once. I was so annoying all the time, just bringing random shit to class. Like I just pull up with random things all the time.
I mean, I think that's like a quirk that you have. It's just like, ooh,
I do
what
now.
Does she have?
I just bring random stuff with me all the time.
Exactly. You always have different knickknacks on you and like different, like everything.
Yeah. But I don't know. That's my personal opinion, is that I think it's more valuable to go to colleges that have such huge groups of people that are all different,
because
if you surround yourself with all the same people,
you're not gonna like grow anywhere. You're just, I don't know, I feel like you're gonna get more closed off if you...
Why is everything in our apartment turning on while we're doing this episode? The
I'm
AC
so
just came on too.
Yeah, you can 100% hear that.
Absolutely you can. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
Every single thought just left my head right this very second.
So real.
Yeah, no, I think that's like it's a really good way of thinking about things, because you were thinking about your future self and you were thinking about your potential for growth there. Because if you surround yourself by the same like-minded people, you're going to be closed off. Like you're not going to grow anywhere because everybody's just reaffirming everything.
Yeah.
You're not going to have anybody else saying like, oh, but what if it was this way? Or what if it was that way? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just don't know.
I think the college experience, which I never got because COVID took my entire college experience from me, except for my last semester or so, is college, you're meant to be exposed to everything. I think that's what the college, it's not drinking and partying, it's about that you are experiencing all things, you're learning about all kinds of things.
Right, you're stepping into adulthood for the first time, you might have some bills in your name already, you might have to pay for a car or whatever, you know what I mean? And, that's the true experience. You're all like doing it.
Yeah, I don't know, because my sister, she went to like an Ivy League art school. She was just surrounded by the same kinds of people all day long. It drove her nuts.
Yeah, but it would drive me nuts too.
Yeah, because they're all like early 20s art students. And I'll just let that, not to offend any art students that are in their early 20s.
Sorry, early 20 art students.
Sorry, guys.
Oops.
But, you know, they're all that same type of brand.
Yeah. And that's that.
I don't know. I just really like I really like the college I went to. And that's my opinion.
I think it shaped you into a beautiful human. I mean, you already were a beautiful human, and it just like...
Thank you, Barbie.
It helped you grow.
Yeah. What was your college experience like?
I haven't told
me about this.
I mean, I barely had a college experience. I went to my local community college because I didn't want to spend a lot of money. And it's like a 2-year college. So you get like the initial parts of your degree done there for super cheap. And then you go off to like a university or whatever. And you do the last 2 years of your whatever there. But you graduate from the 2-year college with an associate's. For me, it took like 5 years. So it took me 5 years to graduate. I finally did graduate. I wasn't going to, but then they were like, hey, we're getting rid of the major that you picked. So if you finish all your classes by August 2020, 3 or something, then you can graduate with this degree. But if you don't, then you're going to have to take all these extra classes. And I went, oop, all right, maybe I should hunker down and take my classes.
And what's your degree?
Marketing. It's actually like marketing and management, mm-hmm. but I just like to say marketing because that's kind of what I want to focus more on.
Yeah. Which is why you're the social media runner of our...
Yeah.
She runs all of our socials, by the way.
Yes, if you ever speak to Yabba Clock Pod on socials, sure. That's me.
I'm the editor.
Mm-hmm.
I sit there and watch it render, like watching paint dry, and then you talk to people. I think that's a perfect balance.
I think it's great.
I had no interest in running the social media account. No. That was my first thing. It's like, who's going to run social media? And you were like, me. And I went, great. Yay. I don't want to do it.
Yeah, no, I will gladly do it.
Yeah.
Because it gives me an opportunity to, like, experiment with different things and learn and all that kind of stuff.
Because you actually understand the algorithm.
Yeah. I like to
just post whenever.
Immerse myself into that sort of thing. So it's fun to go around. And, like, if you have different Instagram accounts, like, Instagram gives certain accounts, like, different features. Hmm. So, like, the Yappa Clock Pod Instagram account doesn't have the feature to schedule posts, but like my personal account has that feature. So if I wanted to post something at like 1 p.m. on this day, I'll just schedule it and it'll just automatically post. But for Yappa Clock, I don't know. I think it should
please
just be
leave
like
a like,
a
comment,
standard.
Subscribe on our Instagram.
Yeah, Yappa Clock Pod.
Yeah. See, I don't actually know the ad. That's all you.
That's all me.
That's all. I see. Okay. I get a notify that you posted the Yappa Clock on your story, and then I go, and then I repost it on my story.
Yeah, and it works that way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's me. But I... our timer's about to go off. We have to start a new session.
Hold on. We'll be back in a second.
Hold on. I need to find out why my camera only records in 20-minute increments.
Is there any way to change it?
I'm pretty sure I looked before, but I can look again because that's like annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I went straight out of high school into my first semester of college, and I paid for it all myself, and I had 4 cents left in my bank account, like literally, like wow. From my savings and my checking, like literally 4 cents. And I remember sitting on my bed crying to my mom, like, oh my God, I'm broke. And obviously she was like, well, if you need money, like I can give you some money so you can survive. But I was just like, I want to do this by myself. Like, I don't want to put anybody in debt. And it's not like it was like that expensive. It was like $2,000 a semester or something. But I was still like, I want to pay that myself. And mm-hmm. So it was like kind of defeating for me to have 4 cents in my bank account. And I got really depressed. And also a lot of things were happening to me, like personally at the time. And that's when I like first started getting like super depressed. And like I fell into a deep depression. After that semester was over, I was like, I'm not going back to school. And I didn't go back to school for probably like 2.5 years, maybe. I don't know, timelines are fuzzy, but I know it was like a really long time. And I think I finally decided to start going back to school in 2020. Yeah, so it was like 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm stuck at home in quarantine, might as well learn.
Real.
And so
during COVID I was taking like 6 classes a semester.
Yeah.
I was taking summer classes. I took like 4 to 5 summer classes. Crazy work when the summer class, because like they're, yeah. It's like you take
it's
the whole
accelerated
semester tiny.
Yeah.
And I mm-hmm. graduated a year early because mm-hmm. it was COVID. I went, I'm going to lose my mind.
Yeah.
If I don't have
you
something
have
to do.
You have to do something.
Continue. I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay. You can interrupt me anytime.
Oh, stop it, you. Come along, darling. Do we ever talk about that?
No.
Pin. Keep going.
Okay. so it was 2020, and I was like, oh, I can do online school? That's great.
Get connected. For free.
Education. Connection. And so I did that. I did online school, and I was like, okay. But I didn't have much money because I was furloughed from my job, and the state of Florida did not want to pay me money. So I could really only pay for like 1 or 2 classes a semester. And I just did that, and I slowly chipped away. I moved back home, and then I didn't have a job, and I was babysitting, and I was, like, not really making money from that, but I still went to school, and I did, like, one or two classes, and then eventually they were like, yeah, we're getting rid of your major. So I said, hunker down, I'm doing this, and I decided to move down and work for Disney again, and I graduated. I started my college program in January, and I graduated in May.
Hmm.
So, like, I had a few good months of me doing, like, the online things. But, like, I'm pretty sure I took, it was an online class. I know, like, I did most of my work in January. Like, I was ready to be graduated by January. Wow. And I just had to, like, wait till graduation day. Because I was like, I don't know what this job is going to, like, I don't know what I'm doing for my job. I don't know what, how the hours are going to be. So I decided to just do everything in January. And then I graduated in May. And, yeah, now I'm here with a degree that I kind of use.
Yeah, I think you use it a lot.
Yeah, thank you.
You use it right now.
Yeah.
And it's great for your portfolio. Like, ran an Instagram page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It'll look great. Mm-hmm. So that was that. Also, one thing as I will get back to your pin. One thing as I was speaking, when I speak, I listen to myself speak in my head, and then I think about how I'm being perceived.
Uh-huh.
And, like, how you're perceiving me and how they're perceiving me and, like, everything and how I'm perceiving myself and like, you know, I go really deep into the thought. And I was thinking about when I was listening back to episode 1, and I was like, I speak like a Kardashian.
You do?
Like, I have the vocal fry. Oh. And I don't notice it about myself when I'm just, like, actively speaking, but
you talk like a Kardashian.
But when I watch back, like, I don't talk like this. But, like, I talk like this. Like, I have the vocal fry.
You're like if Aubrey Plaza had a baby with a Kardashian.
Maybe, yeah.
Because whenever you talk, I feel like it's like the blah, 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 proper name, place name, backstory stuff. Because I'm just like, my friend's so pretty all the time. Gosh. Yeah.
No, I think, like, I have that vocal fry. Like, I speak in that certain way. Not necessarily to a Kardashian, like, degree, but almost in the same vein. And I was getting annoyed listening to myself, and I went, wait, other people have to listen to me.
I love listening to you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. I just had to make that known that I was perceiving myself in a bad way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's go to your
pin. Now I'm wondering what I sound like to other people. I wonder if I have an accent when I talk?
A little bit.
What is it though? Is it Southern? I can't ever pinpoint what it is.
It's not a Southern accent, but you can do a good Southern accent.
Thank you. Thank you very much, ma'am. Well, because sometimes I talk to people and I pick up their accents as they talk to me. Yeah. Like, for example, I dormed with a person and they were from Chattanooga, Tennessee. And then I stole their accent.
And you do it really well.
And that's what this accent is, because I stole it from them. And then I had to go back home to Ohio, and it took me 3 months to ditch the accent. Like, I had taken
it. You're just like Austin Butler and Elvis.
Oh my God, I got possessed by the spirit of Tennessee.
There was your accent right there.
What?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
The way that you said God.
Is that, because what is that then? I don't know.
It's just your little quirk.
Because sometimes I feel like I almost say things like a New Yorker or like a Philadelphian, like probably like for example, when I say you, I usually say you, like Y-E-W.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. When I said W.
Like, W.
I can't ever pinpoint what my accent is because I've surrounded myself with so many different accents. I've stolen things that are convenient to say from everyone.
You have the Isabella accent.
I guess.
You, like, created your own.
Like, sometimes I feel like when I say things, certain accents pop out, and I don't know what that. It's like I said, I'm like an annoying parrot. And when I hang out with people long enough, I steal their mannerisms, and I just take it and run.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you, what is that quote that you like saying? Like, you are a
mosaic of everyone you've ever loved. That, but it's like,
but you're
like, when I say that,
That.
It's nasally.
That's when you said God as well. Oh my God.
Like sometimes I go, like, mm-hmm. so I do voices for sometimes, like I'll do funny voices of people and I'm decent at impressions. What do you think?
Yeah.
And when I explain to her where, when I do voices, I go, they're here when I speak, or they're here. Like I point to where they are in my voice. I don't know. So it's like, I don't know what my accent is, because sometimes there's Southern twang. Sometimes there's whatever that is. And then there's, I say random words like a New Yorker.
It's just your Isabel accent.
My silly little quirky voice. Cause like, I don't know.
Yeah. I think it's great.
Thank you. Cause you definitely have like a Philly accent.
I wouldn't say I have a Philly accent. I don't speak like any people from like Philly, but I definitely have an accent of some sort. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is though.
The thought of what your accent is, it's like your parents are from the Midwest, but you grew up in California. And it's like, you kind of have their accent, but you went to public school. So you stole the Californian accent. It's weird. Like, you know, not weird.
You have a backstory for my accent.
Yeah. The way you talk, it's very like, it's not Valley Girl, but it's like, you have the vocal fry. So it's like, it's like you have parents that were heavily accented, and then you grew up like around like other kids and you still speak like them sometimes, but you mainly favor California. Yeah. If that makes sense.
No, that does make sense.
Yeah. So
I think that's a funny backstory for my accent.
I like it. I think it's very demure.
Okay, I like it. Picasso.
Picasso. What was the pin?
The Come Along,
Come
Darling.
Come Along, Darling. So and we I think were
this in, will be the last story before we end.
Yeah. We were podcast. In DTO, downtown Orlando.
Ditto.
DTO. OBT.
Oh my God.
I found out recently that Orange Blossom Trail is called OBT.
OBT.
And now every time we say it like little frat boys. I was down to OBT. Like we'll be driving and we're not going to Orange Blossom Trail.
No.
We just see the sign and we go, and I go, OBT. But we were in downtown Orlando and we were trying to find where to pay for parking. And this other random man was also trying to find where to pay for parking. And it's so funny because he's like, where do you pay for parking? And I went, I think it was there. And then you see these two lighter like triangles or like squares on the ground. Mm-hmm. Clearly where the pay for parking used to be.
Mm-hmm. The booths.
And I remember I went, I think it was there. And then we just stood in silence for like a few seconds because we're all like, but it's not there.
Yeah. We all just like, you could just feel everybody just like look at the wall and then everybody just look down at the floor. Because
there was a sign that said pay for parking and then you would follow the arrows and then there was the shadows.
The shadows of what used to be.
Yeah.
And it was just a silence that just waved over all of us. Yeah. And it was just such a comedic moment. Like us two and this random guy.
It's that saying I always say where it's like I could never write something that funny. It just has to happen to you.
It just has to happen.
Like there are just things in this world where it's like, you couldn't think of that. You couldn't write that.
No.
It's too funny and perfect.
So funny.
But
And then
he seemed like a nice guy. He was just tall. Yeah. And he had a shirt that said security on it.
Yeah. Security for what? I don't know.
I don't know. But he was clearly a bouncer because he was in all black and buff.
Yeah.
But he was so much taller than her. He was so much taller than me. And I remember I hit the elevator button. The elevator opened. And I was about to step in the elevator. And Sam was looking around with this guy. And I went, come along, darling. I don't know what compelled me to say that.
It was so funny.
And then Sam was like, oh, he probably thinks we're dating. And I went, damn. Well, because it was like, I thought he was going to kidnap you if I got in the elevator. Or that one time we were in that same elevator. The doors were closing. That man shoved his hand in the door.
Yeah, this man came out of nowhere. He was like an old man.
Uh-huh.
Like older. And he came out of nowhere. The door was about to close.
It was like this close. Boom! And then suddenly a hand went in it. And he like grabbed the door. And I remember being like, oh my God, I have to fight for my life.
Right.
In that moment, it was fight or flight. And I was like, I have to kill this man.
And that elevator is like rickety too. Mm-hmm. It's not like a luxury elevator. It's for like some cheapy parking garage.
Yeah.
Like, even the staircase, like when we go down the stairs, like I don't like it either. They're
sketchy staircase. Sketchy I always staircase. Sing that as we go. The sketchy.
We can't speak.
Sketchy staircase, and I'll like hum it as we walk down the steps.
Yeah, because it's sketchy.
It's sketchy, and it smells bad.
It does smell bad. Yeah. It really does.
Gross. Icky.
But yes, yeah, so she was like, come along, darling. And I was like, that man totally thinks that we're dating right now.
Because I think in my brain was like, I can't let him like kidnap her.
Right.
I clearly can't run and catch him.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
So he didn't kidnap us.
No.
He didn't kidnap me. We're here to tell the story. Thankfully. Yeah, that was fun. I think that was like, yeah, it had to have been like our very first night going down to Ditto at that parking garage.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then we got the hang of it.
We got the vibe.
And now, we knew the parking paying situation.
Yeah, now you pay when you leave.
You can do that, but then I like to go up to the floor and pay with the people.
It's cheaper when you go up to the person. You ever notice that?
Really?
It's like a dollar. I don't know what they do. And I always feel like it looked cheap. Like it seemed cheaper when you go up to them.
Huh. Interesting.
Mm.
Yeah, I always go up to the people.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes if I'm in a hurry, I won't. Mm-hmm. But
oh well.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, those were our stories for this week.
Yeah, thank you guys for listening.
Yeah, thank you so much for listening. We're having so much fun recording this podcast.
And now there's more sounds.
Yeah, I don't know if the mic's picking that up, but
this is just
it's
a
coming
very
from upstairs, right?
Audibly disturbing, like lots of audio disturbances this time.
Exactly, we're so sorry.
Oh,
what?
Can I do a quick story?
Yeah.
I was at a coffee shop. I don't think I told you this. I was at a coffee shop, and the barista stopped me, and she went, "You look so familiar."
Huh.
Like you look like somebody. And I said, "Oh, when I was little, I got Drew Barrymore a lot."
Mm-hmm.
And she went, "You look like a mix between Winona Ryder and Drew Barrymore."
Whoa.
I don't agree with that at all. But I went, I went, "Thank you." Like I did that because that's a joke that I do.
Yeah.
And I went, "Oh my gosh, thank you." And now I think about that all the time. I don't think I look like either of them.
I could see maybe the eyes like Drew Barrymore, but like.
But now here's the thing.
Huh.
I came up with this theory while driving home because I wanted to tell this story in the podcast.
Okay.
So you know how we say that we don't really look like celebrities?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's because we're meant to be the celebrities that look like us.
Oh my God. Yeah.
That's my. There's no celebrities that look like you because you have to be the celebrity that people say they look like.
Yeah.
Oh, you look just like Sam from Yap O'Clock. You know her? No. Look. Guys, like, you know.
That's crazy.
And that's my new theory is that we don't look like any celebrities because we're meant to be the celebrities.
We are the celebrities.
Yeah. So there's a new mindset for you guys. If you think you don't look like any celebrities, it's because you're meant to be the celebrity that people think other people look like.
Stay DeLulu, everybody. It works.
DeLulu or manifesting?
Who's to say?
That concludes our episode of Yap O'Clock, episode 6, the pajama day episode, because we didn't want to wear actual outfits.
We're both so tired. It's only 8:45 p.m.
But yeah, but we had the time skip. So technically it's 9:45
in our
internal bodies.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
thank you guys for watching. Have any closing notes?
Thanks for watching. That's my closing note.
That was really great. I like that.
That was so great, sweetie.
Good job. You're doing great, sweetie.
Like, yeah. Chris Jenner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. We hope you guys have a great whatever time it is you're watching this.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully we'll see you on the next episode of Yap O'Clock.
Bye.